USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump about to do what Democrats are calling an end run around Congress, as after he signs a government funding border security bill this morning, he's preparing to declare a national emergency at the southern border so he can find other sources for border wall money, seeing as the spending bill carries little of it. But House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi has a warning for President Trump and Republicans who support his emergency declaration.
I'm not advocating for any president doing an end run around Congress. I'm just saying that the Republicans should have some dismay about the door that they are opening, the threshold they are crossing.
After the case draws national attention, immigration officials have stopped force-feeding 9 people on a hunger strike at an El Paso detention center. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Justice Department is pushing back strongly against claims that they had discussions about secretly recording President Trump. In a statement yesterday, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said remarks by former acting FBI Chief Andrew McCabe on CBS's 60 Minutes are inaccurate and factually incorrect. McCabe claims that there were serious discussions within the Justice Department about secretly recordations and trying to rally the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment so as to be able to remove President Trump from office. Leading economists say the chance of a U.S. recession this year is rising. A new Reuters poll of economists says there's a 1 in 4 chance of a recession in the next 12 months, and that should keep the Federal Reserve from raising interest rates next month. The poll of over 110 economists showing an expected cut to the outlook for U.S. economic growth. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A report claims police are investigating whether Empire actor Jussie Smollett staged his alleged attack. ABC Chicago is reporting 2 people of interest are being questioned by Chicago police investigating the reported attack last month. These 2 men worked as extras on the TV program Empire. Smollett has claimed that he was attacked by 2 men who yelled racist and homophobic slurs at him, put a rope around his neck, and poured a liquid on him that smelled like bleach. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed a law that gives justice to victims of child sexual abuse in the state. The governor is saying the legislation signed yesterday is a key step towards overcoming the type of abuse that's been prevalent in some institutions, including the Catholic Church. The Child Victims Act was passed by state lawmakers late last month, extending the statute of limitations in such cases. And a Florida man is in trouble after the IRS gave him nearly $1 million for a tax refund on his reported wages of just $19,000. The U.S. Attorney's Office filing a forfeiture complaint against the Tampa resident Ramon Christopher Blanchett. He actually made about $3,500 in 2016 and didn't have any income tax withheld. Still, the IRS sent him the $980,000 in refunds that he'd claimed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.